Listening Library presents Like No Other by Una LaMarche. Read for you by Phoebe Stroll and Leslie Odom Jr. Chapter 1. Devora. August 28th, 5 p.m. There's a story my mother tells about the night my grandmother got lifted up by the wind. After the first time I heard it, when I was about 4, I would demand it constantly, sometimes every night. And so my mother would crouch beside my bed and tell it over and over, how the sky darkened over the beach house where she was honeymooning with her new husband, my Zadie. How the winds blew so hard that their clothes flew off the line, the freshly laundered shirts swirling in the air like a flight of doves. How my grandmother, Deborah, ran down the wooden steps to the beach to collect them. And how, moments later, my Zadie saw her rise up, her skirt billowing under her like a parachute, and float 10 feet before falling into a heap in the dunes. According to the story, she ran back up to the house laughing and told him that she had finally learned how to fly. Storms like this always make me think of her. From my white-knuckled perch on this sticky, gray hospital waiting room seat, I can see rain hitting the window in violent sheets, as if someone has turned on a fire hose and then left it to whip and twist on the sidewalk like an angry snake. It's another hurricane, and a bad one. The kind that sends people to the supermarket in a frenzy to buy up all the batteries and bottled water, or out of the city completely, piling into cars to escape in bumper-to-bumper traffic to the musty futons of their luckier inland relatives. Just this morning, my oldest brother, Isaac the Know-It-All, not his given name, but might as well be, informed us that the mayor had